So if you want to direct your attention to the 8th chapter in the book of Judges, and the last 4 words of verse 4. Last 4 words in verse 4, the 8th chapter in the book of Judges. Find yet pursuing. Find yet pursuing. We read the verse, and Gideon came to Jordan and pass over, he and the 300 men that were with him. Find yet pursuing. This wonderful account and how the Lord hath been pleased to leave upon holy record the path that he led his saints of old through. And my friends, there is not another way to heaven. It's the same pathway that his saints tread today. You may say that men, they do not come into those battles. My friends, I hope, and I do need the Lord to grant me that aid of the Holy Spirit this night to paint, as it were, one particular line upon these words. For one sees such a fullness in it. And now we may just for a moment look at the case of Gideon as he pursued his enemies, whom the Lord had discomfited by the sound of the trumpet. God is not confined, my friends, to ways and means, or he is not limited in this respect to how he may pursue or overthrow the enemies of his people. But it is one thing, it is definite, and that is, my friends, it will not be with the strength of men. God's ways are just. His counsel's wise. No darkness can prevent his eyes. Now see, he worked in a mysterious way here in the case of Gideon, pursuing the Midianites. Nothing, no armor, my friends, to go with against such an host as there was. But see how the Lord revealed to Gideon and how the means he used to strengthen his arm for that time to go down into that camp. See, he went and then heard of that dream that was told and heard the interpretation of it. And he was renewed in strength. And he could say immediately then to those whom the Lord had given to him, and the Lord solemnly, my friends, sent many back. He couldn't go with that great host. No, only 300 against such a multitude. But now Gideon turns back and he could say to his fellows, arise and let us go down into the camp, for the Lord hath delivered the Midianites into our hands. My friends, then, as he went down, and see, the host was overthrown, they turned everyone upon his neighbour there, and they fighting against themselves, destroying themselves, as they fled from the children of Israel, and then there came a pursuing. But I hope now to turn to it in a spiritual manner. I wonder how many have entered the house of God tonight, faint, yet pursuing. Now see, if we are taught by the Holy Spirit, that is, born again of the Spirit, quickening to life, seeking after those eternal realities, and to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Redeemer, my friends, see, there is a pursuing, and there will be this faint. In weakness. For instance, what do we understand by faint? Is it not weariness? And my friends, are you weary? Are you weary tonight? You say, wearied with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. For faint if I pour out my soul and stretch forth my hands unto God. So you faint? give you an exercise in your soul that none can do you any good but the Lord Jesus, and you are seeking Him, longing for Him, crying after Him, entreating Him at the throne of grace, and you feel in your spirit to be fine. David knew well what it was. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the hand of the Lord in the land of the living. Read in the 40th chapter in the prophecy of Isaiah that the youths shall be faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But there is a people, my friends, who are going to endure. You may be faint, but see, the one I hope this evening may come to is to see that soul is still holding on, faint yet pursuing. The closing words of the 40th of Isaiah's prophecy is this: they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. So let us turn then immediately to the exercises of their souls. My friends, what are you seeking the Lord for? What are you asking Him? What are you entreating for? What is your cry unto the Lord for? I say, I want the Lord to assure me of my interest in that finished work of salvation. I want a token for good. I want the Lord to make it plain unto my soul that I am His and that He is mine. And if the Lord will grant me this, that I fear that I shall not attain to it, and you become, as it were, faint in this, because of the opposition and the enemy which opposes you. Because, my dear friends, if you've got the life of God, if your desires are of the Spirit in your soul before God, the enemy's going to oppose it. From the moment the life of God enters into the heart, soul, into the soul, my friends, that moment of warfare begins. And there's a combat to fight. You will fight the flesh lusting against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These two are contrary, the one to the other. They are not subject one to another, neither indeed can they. Now there's a conflict, and this is a battle, my friends, that you've got to fight. And you see that we are not called to slumber and sleep. The Lord never, not one of His dear children, my friends, for whom He died upon Calvary's cross to redeem by His own heart-shed blood, when called by His grace, quickened into life, my friends, are not called to slumber and sleep, they're called to the battlefield. You're fighting a good fight of faith to lay hold upon life eternal. See, and if you will fear and prove to be, from time to time, to be exceedingly faint. Now, if you're faint, my friends, you will need the sip of the streams. You will need to drink of the water of those wells of salvation. You will need something to revive your spirit. And see, only the Lord can. But see, it is in this faintness, my friends, here. And it is when your strength is completely gone. Now see, the Lord permits this. I know it's nothing pleasing to carnal nature, my friend, but see, flesh and blood can't run this way. No. And the Lord brings His people down into this condition. Yes, when they're found, see then, His grace is sufficient for them. His strength is made perfect in their weakness. You may feel that you will not attain to that which you're seeking after, that exercise of your soul, those desires, my friends, which are God-ward for the Lord. I'm not speaking of the desires or anything to do with the things of this time's sake. No. It's your souls at stake, my friends, for your soul salvation. See, if you are called by grace, quickened into life, because if you're not quickened, my friends, by the Holy Spirit, then you're dead. There's no life in you. You won't have no desire. You may say, I'm fine because of the toils of this life. You may, my friends, if we may just for a moment look upon, turn aside as it were, on now that heat which we are enduring in our labours for the bread that perishes. We know what it is to become a thinking this under this, but this is not what I'm speaking of. It's your soul salvation, my friends. And if this exercising your soul, see, is to offer good and godliness, to have the witness in your own soul that your name is written in heaven, that you are a child of God, you want to say, maybe, my friends, your cry to the Lord is this, numbered among them may I be now and through eternity. You want to be made right. You want to be assured of your interest in the finished work of the dear Redeemer, and in your labours here and desires and seeking the Lord, you become faint. But my friends, the text doesn't stop here. It says, yet pursuing. Yet pursuing. There are the line now, as it comes before me, my friends, see, in this pursuing now, those exercises of your soul before God, if only the Lord would assure you that it is the Spirit's work, that it's not a desire that is of the flesh. You'll be concerned about this. You'll want to know that it's something more than just some emotional feelings or some exercise of your heart that you've taken up. Or as some, you want to know that it is the work of the Holy Spirit, and therefore you must pursue it. Now, my friends, see, there's something very blessed, because you cannot retreat, and you cannot spike, you cannot fall. You must pursue this, because your life is wrapped up in this, my friends, in the exercise of your soul, between your soul and God. Maybe you've not told a soul about it. It is a desire in your breast, and it's before God. And you, as you come into the house of God, you say, Lord, I love to meet amongst them now, before thy gracious feet to bow, thou vilest of them all. Sometimes under the preaching of the gospel, there is as though there's an holy oil flows into your soul, and it kindles a fire of love to the Lord. And you reach out often with a little reviving from your fainting feelings. And there you pursue him. You cannot let him go. See, my friends, you cannot be satisfied and be assured of the visits of his face. This is what this soul is after, a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ to this soul. To know him as is, and not only to know him, but to embrace him. See, you want that which, that full assurance of faith. So, as you come into your experience and as the exercise of your soul deepens, so, my friends, you become faint. You know the language of the dear saints of God in Scripture, my friends, won't be strange language to this soul. How long, well, Lord, how long deliverance must I seek? And fight with foes so very strong, myself so very weak. You feel that your pain shall never attain to it. Surely the blessing I have sought is not for such as me. And you say, Lord, I can't let you go. I can't leave it here. And yet you cannot, you've got no strength to go on. But fight yet for sure. You know, my friends, it's not something just so easily as is so often uttered upon our lips. I think now upon the lines of one of our dear hymn writers when he speaks of this soul that is faint yet pursuing. And that is this, tarry his pleasure then, wait the appointed hour. Wait till the bridegroom of your soul reveals his love with power. This is what you're after. But you know not, you cannot wait. You cannot go on in it. Because you feel that you will not endure, that you will come, as it were, and you will hide away from it. You never will. You never will. No. The elite is pursuing, because, my friends, it is he that will uphold your feeble frame. It is he that will uphold you. The Lord will uphold you in this, by his good spirit, and from time to time he will give you a little reviving in your spirit, a little strength to go on. Now you go on, perhaps you say, I'll go on from day to day. Yes, my friends, you'll come and you go on from hour to hour, moment to moment. Now see, this is so vital to this soul. See, everything else, my friends, will lose now any hold on you, and there will be these earnest cries unto the Lord, and if the Lord will assure you of your interest in his life, death, and resurrection, find yet pursuing. That exercise, you cannot perhaps say it is of the Lord, and this is what causes a great concern. Because, my friends, see, the living soul, he realizes this, that he can be a soul near right and yet be wrong. And, my friends, what proof that we are being right, as one said, that I am told by God's own mouth that he has chosen me. You've got nothing, my friends, to settle down on short of this. The Lord Jesus Christ, see, until he is revealed to you, until you can acclaim him as your portion. See, these desires after him, my friends, although, as I say, you'll be tried concerned because you're fearful lest they are not of the Spirit's work. But see, where the Holy Spirit has created those desires in the heart, my friends, those desires must be answered. God will never, my friends, forsake the work of his own hands. And see, this is his work in the heart of the soul. And it is his, as the Spirit gives these desires and brings the soul to seek after them, and he will keep that soul alive. Yes, he will find yet pursuing. We look at the case of David, when he came to that place, when he said, I shall one day fall by the end of Esau. My friends, it may be a soul here tonight who the Lord has blessed and looked back over now many years in this wilderness world and can say, I hope that the Lord hath blessed my soul and hath given me a precious promise that he will never leave me nor forsake me, but I'm writing your text tonight, faint yet pursuing. Well, my dear friends, it'll follow you down to your journey's end. There's no rest in this wilderness, my friends. No. You will find that this will be your pathway, more or less, down to your journey's end. For instance, I want to end this now. And to that soul the Lord has blessed and has given precious promises and has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, world without end. And you were so strengthened under that, you went on rejoicing and having that renewed strength in the inner man, you verily thought that you'd go down your journey's end in the strength of this. But perhaps now something else has intervened. Say what? Darkness and clouds obstruct your sun. Maybe you're in a night season and you're toiling like dear Job. Oh, that I knew where I might find you. And in your toiling, you're fine. One beautiful setting forth of this, my friends, is in the case of dear Jacob. When God said to him, return unto thine own land, to thy own kindred, and I will deal well with thee. My friends, it's not long before Jacob comes into distress and what a conflict. when he sent messengers to Esau, and then I returned unto Jacob, and I returned with that message, saying, you have seen my brother, and he is coming to meet me with 400 men. Jacob's heart fainted within him, but my friends, his God never left him. He had the word that the Lord had given to him that he would be doing, be well with him, and how Jacob takes that word and pleads it with the Lord. But my friends, see, there he came into that place when he was alone, wrestled with his God, and wrestled with him a man until the breaking of day. You know anything of this weariness, my friends, in the wrestling by prayer and supplication? Jacob wrestled there and he prevailed. Now this is, my friends, a pursuing. A pursuing. Ah, my friends, the devil says you'll not obtain it. The Lord won't give answer your petition. He will not intervene on your behalf. And these things prove a witness against you. And this, my friend, brings your soul to be found in his shirt. But see, the mercy is, my friends, yet pursuing. Yet pursuing. Now see, if we were going, my friends, in our own strength, it will fail us. And our own strength will fail us. We shan't have none left, my dear friends. The Lord will see to that. He will bring us into that place wherein we have to come, as one said, nothing in my hand I bring. Helpless, helpless, so you'll be. Weary, as it were, worn completely out of your own strength. And then, see, how the Lord will appear. Yes, faint yet pursuing. Thank you for sure. Now see the exercise of what there are many, my friends. Now I want to turn to this. As this is upon my spirit, as one line of this, fainting and yet pursuing. As I said, the exercise of your soul and your soul's salvation too, and that assurance in your own soul by true and living faith. That you are a child of God. That the Lord hath loved you with an everlasting love. You are like David. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest to thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Now see this exercise, and you cannot. Shall you wrestle night and day with the Lord, that he will appear for you? And then, my friends, is it in your heart, are you seeking the Lord for a word of direction? You want to know what the Lord's will is concerning you. And that is, that as the Lord has blessed your soul, you have to come before the Lord saying, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? What is the way, Lord, that thou wilt have me to go? Show me, make it plain. Now, perhaps our Lord is pleased to withhold from you his way. That is, his will concerning you, the path that you are to walk. You have a desire in your heart, what you want and how the Lord will accomplish on your behalf. That is it in your heart to follow your Lord whithersoever he calls? Now see, you may say, I've never spoken to a soul about, but I have been greatly exercised upon this matter as to following my Lord through the ordinances of baptism. And you feel the Lord will not grant you this. You want a special token from the Lord. Friends, my friends, you have vowed and vowed and vowed to the Lord If he only would give it to you, and you become so fine, and yet you cannot give it up, you're still pursuing. You go on pursuing, my friends. Don't give him no rest, you go on pursuing the Lord. Because the promise of the Lord to this soul is this, they that honour me, I will honour, and this is God honouring, my friends, if you're seeking the Lord for the word of direction, aware of that walking before your God. And see, this desire, this love in your heart to the Lord and to his people, to his ways, to his commandments, was fine, yet pursuing. Yet, friends, my friends, you feel that you will never have this favor bestowed upon you. Say that, it has been so long with me now, I've been exercising this matter for a long, long season now, and I feel that I shall never be over. And yet, what is proceeding? What is continuing in your heart? You have to say, yet, pursuing. You're pursuing him with your pride, pursuing him with your desires. See, my friends, we know that this word pursuing is the pursuing of the enemy. But, my friends, if you're pursuing the Lord with your eyes, with the exercise of your soul, that which is laid into your heart and is concerning you as to your state and standing and your walking before the Lord, see, there's a pursuing. And, my friends, if you're pursuing the Lord with these desires, and you've got to press through that crowd that is about you. You've got to press through all the opposition that you come to in the pathway. And, my friends, you're going much. You know, the language one said, if unto Jesus thou art found, a crowd about him will be found, attending day and night, a worldly crowd within thine ears, and crowds of unbelieving fears, to hide from thy sight. How are you going to get to me? Well, my friends, what thine yet pursuing? If thou press on, the crowds will fly, and if thou faint, to Jesus cry, and he will send supplies. Oh, my dear friends, see one let his soul fall. Now he won't yet pursuing. Never mind how weak, how faint you feel to be. My friends, see, you cannot retreat. I cannot, says the soul, leave thy throne unblessed. Oh, how the Lord loves to hear these souls. He does. See, though he tarries, as one said, off your men are fine, and come to the evening light, the Lord he waits, my friends, that he may be gracious to this soul. He waits, because he has a set time to come. Your time and my time, the Lord has said, is always ready, but my time, says the Lord, is not yet come. Now, are you not sitting down, my friends, like so many in our day, speak of waiting for the Lord, and they sit down in an armchair, there of comfort in a bed of ease? This is not a waiting for the Lord, my friends. Ah, no, this soul is found at the throne of Christ, seeking the Lord, always longing for these blessings. Yes, he though he feels to be so unworthy of them, yet, see, he cannot but pursue. Cannot but pursue, because it is the Spirit's work. And where the Spirit of the Lord is in the heart, my friends, leading the soul here, he won't leave that soul to give up. You've been ready to give up, haven't you? You know what it is sometimes in your pilgrimage, in this wilderness, you come, as it were, to the end of the very earth, to the end of all things, ready to give up. But why haven't you give up? Why haven't you? To see, upholds my feeble frame, and I am victorious through his name. See, my friends, if it was left to us, we should have given up. But yet for sure he cannot give up. The Lord Jesus came into this world to save sinners, my friends. And it is in him, through him, and by him that the sinner is upheld through his merits, his atonement, his sacrifice. He knows where you every sight. He knows, my friends, where your weakness. Yes, he does. He knows the feelings of your heart. He knows the exercises of your soul. And yet, see, though you become fun, yet pursue him. Oh, is this sweet, my dear friends? The righteous shall hold on his way. The righteous say, yes, but then this is my heart, this is the point, am I? Am I quickened by his Spirit? Live a life of faith and prayer. Wholly trusting in his merits, casting on him all my care. Daily panting. In his likeness, what you. Oh, my dear friends, see the exercised child of God. Thy soul is in possession of this life, which can never die. My friends, see, there's only one thing that really is uppermost in his mind and heart, and that is life, eternal life, and knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. What, my friends, could it profit us if we gain the whole world and lost our souls? Is your soul salvation the most greatest concern that you have in this time's sake? Is this what you're pursuing, my friends? Find yet pursuing. Pursuing the Lord for this saving knowledge. That the Lord would save you, as he said to his disciples when they returned unto him, and said, and the devils were subject to us, but through thy word. And what did the Lord say to them? Rejoice not that the devils were subject to you, but rejoice in this. Now, my dear friends, if you have turned to this will be a day of rejoicing. It'll be a day of joy, never to be forgotten. It'll be the day you'll strike that first note of that everlasting song. Rejoice not that the devils are subject to you, but rejoice in this, that your names are written in heaven. Now, if the Lord would come and show you your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, my friend, what would you say? You say, with all my soul desires, faint yet pursue. Do that much opposition, my friend, see, and maybe, now in your experiences, those enemies from within and from without. You may be in that place in those streets of all things to promote our poor show of mighty fitness. How can you endure it? How can you press on? You, as it were, you come, I said, to the very ends of the earth in your feelings, and you're so weary and faint in your mind. The apostle speaks of that, does he not? He said, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. But you become fine. Oh, wearied with the roughness of the way, wearied with the errand of the throne of Christ and not having an answer. You haven't got what you're seeking after. Now, my friends, see, this is our true, hungry, thirsty soul, whom the Lord has saved. Blessed are we. Blessed character. Now, my friends, it would be most sacred and blessed if there were more in the house of God today who truly hungering and thirsting after the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Yes, I say it would be most blessed, my old friends. You may say that surely there are some who would be thankful there are. And my friends, I must solemnly dare say this to you, that in our causes today, it is so noticeable. So why? Because, my friends, I'll tell you this, when you come into the pulpit, you feel the coldness and lifelessness of those in the pew. You feel, my friends, the weakness. Now there are those causes wherein you feel the strength, being upheld by prayer. Say through, faint yet pursue. So we may just look at, my friends, to examine our own hearts in the sight of God. How have we come tonight? Is there something, is there, you come, you want the Lord to give you some special token? Do you, is it your earnest desire, show me a token and Lord to good? Or as you might have said, concerning the security there of the saint and standing, if thou sought me in thy fear, conduct me in thy fear, grant me such supplies of grace that I may persevere. See, there's a persevering, my friends. Amidst your feelings, missing faint. Yeah. See here, Gideon and the enemy was still retreating, and Gideon was still pursuing. Say, so, but then, this is somewhat, as in another sense, a different point. No, no. Are you pursuing the throne of Christ? Are you pursuing the Lord with your prize, the exercises of your soul, my friends? Know what it is to come, crying, weeping, and in supplication to the Lord, pursuing, find yet pursuing them. You're pursuing them exercises, and my friends are who? A pursuing of the enemies. Oh yes, there'll be a pursuing of these. Those evils of your own wicked heart. And how will you pursue them, my friends? By prayer. Prayer. The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. I says you have no need to fight in this battle. Ah, no. My friends, see, it's not for the strong. This battle is not to be won by the strength. No. Oh no, it will be true. The weak at last, weaklings have their battle won. You're not as strong. Never mind, my friends, your weakness. But if you're still pursuing, is it not at the strength of God upholding you and keeping you? You cannot let him go. And those desires do not decrease, they increase. You're filled with zeal in your spirit after the Lord, and see in those cries. Now see, if you become faint, my friends, you will know what it is coming to that condition when, as one said, those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, his Jesus inspires and bids you still seek. You won't seek him in vain, my dear friends, you pursue him. Never mind how faint you are. Come when you cannot utter any words at the throne of Christ, that silent cry, groaning there. Now see the Lord watching over this soul. This is the work of the Holy Spirit in the heart. This is not something, my friends, that springs out of carnal nature. This is that life in the soul. That life that must receive that food, which that bread which cometh down from heaven, and must be given the water of life. And in due time, I can see this soul as he goes on and is enabled to go on pursuing. The time will come when he will have a drink of the stream. That's true. As David, he could testify of that river that makes glad the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem. That river. Now see, the Lord, he will give drink unto the thirsty. Yes, he'll give drink to this soul. Yeah. Right now you feel to be a fine Getsy when the Lord gives you this living water, all reviving your spirit. And you find that you look deep and sigh about concerning this. You wonder how, perhaps now you're old and on at all, wonder how it is that you're still pursuing and yet you cannot retreat. You cannot give up. You cannot stop. No. Oh, my friends, if you say to me tonight, "Ah, no, that's just where I am. I feel to be so fine. I feel to be brought so low, both in body and spirit. And there's such a dark cloud before me. And I know not what to do. And I feel so faint in it. And yet I feel I shall give up all. And I shall prove to be at last to sing, not of time, that which I am seeking after, and yet you still pursue." Let me ask you this question. Can you give up praying? Can you live without prayer? Can you live without the reading of God's holy word? You say to me, "No," wouldn't you? You say, "No, that's one thing I could not do. It were a grief I could not bear, didst thou not hear and answer prayer. But a prayer hearing answering God supports me under every load. You that have tasted of his love and faith of your soul, to whom the Lord has made known himself by revelation to your soul, and those times and seasons which are now past, perhaps you say, yes, many days have passed since then, many changes I have seen, yet have been upheld till now. Who could hold me up but thou?" Thank you for sharing. Ah, my friends, see this for sharing. And how sweet it is that to see those souls pursuing the Lord with those desires. Because, as I said at the commencement, they are indicted by the Spirit. See, they're God-given desires, my friends. And the Lord will answer it. He cannot deny, he will not deny. I do not say, my dear friends, or before you, he may answer, he may not. I say he will answer. Hear what the judge said. What does he say? He says, "I will avenge this woman, lest by her continual coming, shall she come in there, she weary me?" Now the Lord says, hear what the unjust judge said. "Shall not God avenge his only elect that cry unto him day and night unto him? I say he will speedily. You'll never pursue him, my friend, with your cries, and he turn you away. Never." No, he won't. That soul that with sincere desire seeks after Jesus' blood, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. He breathes upon that soul. And my friends, see, these desires that must be satisfied. Oh, we cannot go on living without a pain. See, you want the answers. Now, I've set two things before you. That way, that is your soul salvation. You pursue the Lord for those that can look back now on the Lord has blessed and given precious promise to, yet perhaps now, many years in this wilderness, yet I know well what it is to become fine, yet pursue. Still holding on, yes. And those that have that exercise in their soul concerning the following of the Lord in the ordinances of his house. Oh, my friends, you'll know what it is to be faint in your pursuing here. You want the Lord to show you, to make it plain to you. You want to come into the place that he brought the eunuch in, don't you? Where he said, "Lo, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized?" You want to come to that certain water, don't you? And you want to be favored to to openly put on the Lord Jesus Christ before the eyes of your fellow creature, that you might not never be left to be ashamed of him or to follow him at a distance. And perhaps you've laboured under this exercise and you become fine, yet pursued. Amidst all the opposition, all what the enemy may oppose, my friends, all that he might bring before you, and he will come, he will not be wanting a gunshot from hell. No, he won't. He will put, my friends, many things before you, and will do all in his power to lay out the stumbling blocks that you will not be able to get over them. Yes, this is the work of the devil. Put stumbling blocks in the way of the Lord's people, and they become fine, yet pursuing. What are you pursuing for? Maybe, my friends, you've got a stumbling block in your way, and you are fine, and yet you're pursuing the Lord. What are you pursuing him for? Lord, remove it. Take it out of the way, Lord. See, this is the command of the Lord to his own sent servants. It is their commission, as their commission upon the walls of Zion, to take up the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people. I know, my dear friends, I look back now, well remember that occasion, when I was in this very place, fine yet pursuing, but the stumbling blocks that lay in my pathway, the devil laid them there, and I could move them, I had the strength to move them. But, my friends, the Lord removed them on that memorable occasion, under the words by his servant was this: great peace have they that love my law, and nothing shall offend them. And he took every stumbling block out of the way, made the way clear before me. Thine yet pursue. Oh, my dear friend, pursue with your cry, because he will give you those answers. There are those cries you're pursuing with. You say, yes, there are, because I believe there are those in the house of God tonight that are in great straits. The Lord knows. The Lord knows your case, my friends. He knows your condition. And the word I leave with you tonight is this: fight, yet pursue.
God willing, Mr. Farley is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Parker next Tuesday evening. Let us close the singing hymn number 302. If unto Jesus thou art bound, the crowd about him will be found, attending day and night. The worldly crowd to dim thy ears, and clouds of unbelieving fears to hide him from thy sight. Commencing to sing at the second verse, yet all the vain and noisy crowd is but a thin and lowering cloud, a mystical eye. If thou press on, the crowds will fly, or if thou faint, to Jesus cry, and he will send supplies. The 302nd hymn, commencing at the second verse.
Lord, we do bless you for thy precious spirit. We pause for now that when we cannot come to thee, thou canst come to us. Oh, do pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt heal us, to uphold and keep us, and lead us and bring us safely through life's journey, and prepare us for that never-ending eternity which is before us. Take us each now under thy care, keeping, grant us your mercies, Lord, amidst the many dangers of life, and do bless thy dear sons. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the union of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest and abide with you each, both now and evermore. Amen.